All right, welcome to Sunday School 2023.
Wow.
We did it. We moved down to this room because there's a lot more of you guys this morning. So that's great. How are you guys doing?
Morning.
Yeah, kind of early cold.
Really cold.
But glad you guys are here. Have some more following in. Good morning, Johnny.
Morning.
How many of you guys know what the topic of this Sunday school for this quarter is? You guys know? The names of God? The names of God. Yes, the names of God. Do you guys know how many names God has? No? Don't know, right? He has a lot of names, and we only know some. So we're going to cover the ones that we know. But it's going to be interesting. I'm really excited for it because I think knowing the names of God will really help us get to know Him better, right? Right, when we know someone's name, we know the person a little bit better than when we didn't know their name. So we're gonna find out what's so important about a name. That's kind of the intro today. You guys ready? All right. Okay, let's start with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for gathering us this morning, the start of a new year that we started with studying your word, ingesting your word, eating your word, enjoying your word together as a church family. We trust that when we go to your word, trust that when we learn more about you, that you will appear and that you will reveal yourself to us as a group and in a very personal way. We have faith that, Lord, your presence will be amongst us, yes. That your spirit will be within us working, yes. And that everything will point to your son, Jesus. We thank you for this morning. In your name we pray. Amen. Okay, so what's in a name? What's in a name? What? Daniel had.
This is Shakespeare.
Okay.
Quoting Shakespeare, yes.
Quoting Shakespeare. Wow. That's scholars here.
Shakespearean.
So the representation of a name. That's number one. There's always meaning behind names for places, for people. There's always meaning. We forget that because we just say, oh, we live in Rancho, Upland. Our church is in where? What city?
Rancho Cucamonga.
Rancho Cucamonga. Do you know what that means?
No.
You don't know what Rancho Cucamonga means. I didn't know either, but did you know? Rancho Cucamonga, where our church is a settlement of a sandy place.
Yes.
And before we came here, it was occupied by the Cucamongas.
Cucamonga.
That's why it's called Rancho Cucamonga. And do you have any idea why they call it a sandy place? It was sandy. If you've lived 15 years ago in the east side of Rancho Cucamonga, I did. That when there's no development, you know why they call it a sandy place. Because when the winds came, everything was sandy. It was just dust everywhere. And I think, obviously, this is the desert. So when there's no development, no housing development, it's very sandy. So the settlement of a sandy place. Now you know what we call a Rancho Cucamonga. Okay, so there's a meaning behind the name. Now you know Rancho Cucamonga a lot more, right? Kind of know the history. You know why it's named this. So what's in the name? What's in a name? If you guys can help me Tell me a little bit about the characteristics of a name. Just anything. Anything about a name that would that tells you something about the place or the person. For example, the name tells you that the person was Chinese. See, that's Chinese name. That's a clue. That's a characteristic of the name. What else does a name identify? Who you are? Identifies who you are. Okay, I thought you were talking to me. My name is Frank. My name is Frank. I will identify who I am. Okay, I will. Sorry, Bobby. Okay, who identifies who you are? Yes, yes, yes. Anything else?
What kind of person you are?
What kind of person you are? Yes, yeah, you kind of know by the name. Yeah, sure.
Sometimes a name evokes a feeling to people.
Yes, a feeling.
So
love feelings.
A certain name, you know, you get positive vibes.
Positive.
You know, and then another name, you're like, mm-mm.
Yes. There's negative and positive names.
Right.
Whether it's positive or not, we get that feeling. We'll see a name later that may not be, give you a positive vibe, but yeah. Okay, anything else?
Back in the day, the names have meanings, right? So it told you what the parents' vision was.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It tells you what the heritage of the family, right? Why they named their child, you know, Prince William the Fifth, you know? Yeah. Lucifer, you know who the father is, okay. Yes.
Not only here, also for the future.
Like yes, not only the past, but points to the future.
Yes.
Yeah, the past maybe wasn't so great, but I'm going to name a child that points to a better future. Right? Yes, yes, yes. Oh, you guys.
Name, like for my son, Corbin, we came up with that name because it was, the name means an offering to God that you cannot take back. And we wanted to offer him to God, and you don't have any rights to take back.
You don't?
Yes.
You sure? Yeah. And that's just, you named him, right?
But
does he know that's his name?
Does he know the meaning? Probably not.
Okay. So at some point, you're like, oh man, I can't change my name. My cousin changed his name, but Corbin can't because he can't take it back. Yeah. Okay. All right. Cool. So here's some that I identified, which you guys identified as well. But it also, these are the names in the Bible. So there's a lot of meaning already. Without me teaching anything, you can just look at it. It identifies, right? Like Samuel in the Bible, right? His name is El. El is the name of God, right? So it's already pointing to that Samuel belongs to God. Credential, Christ. You know, Christ is meaning is anointed. So he's walking around. I'm Jesus the anointed. That's why people are like, what are you talking about? Right? Can you walk around and say, I'm the anointed one? That's credential. Defines a role. Ezra, helper, right? Reveals a plan. We talked about revealing a plan. Moses was drawing out of the water. Hope and confidence, Emmanuel. Tells the story of the past and the future, right? Jacob was born as the supplanter. He's the guy, the trickster, right? That was his name. He's the one who had illegal rights to something. And he stole his brother's birthright. And then God talked to him and wrestled with him. Remember that story? He said, I'm going to change your name. You cannot be illegal. You cannot be tricking anymore. I'm going to name you Israel. You belong to me. Amos. Strong and brave, or brave. Elijah, the good name, my God is Jehovah. It can't be hidden. YHWH. Or learn that, right? What's that? That's God's name. It's hidden. No one knows. Really, no one, till this day, no one knows for sure what God's real name is. YHWH. We'll learn that throughout the course. It can be a blessing or a curse, right? Matthew, the gift of Jehovah, or you can name your son Nimrod. I love that name. I haven't heard anyone named Nimrod. But that's because Nimrod is not a, there's a reason. It's a rebellion. Did you know that Nimrod is the kind of the father of the civilization Babylon? Babylon was a great city in the ancient world, right? But then that, it really represented a city that was rebellious against God. So Nimrod, poor guy, has a sound. Yeah, you know, you were mentioning sometimes, yeah, it's just, oh wow, what a beautiful name, right? What a beautiful name. And some names has less of a popular sound, that's what I would say. So I love the sound of the Hebrew way of saying the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Ruach HaKodesh. You know, that's because I can pronounce it, but it has a sound. It just has a sound to it, right? So there's a lot in the name. I want to do this just so that, you know, we can get some interaction going. Can we break up into groups of three or four, and find out each other's names and what it means, Chinese or English, and share it with us? Maybe some of you guys don't know, and then you're like, I gotta go home and ask my parents. Like, why they named me this? What does your name mean? I don't know, but I would like to know. Okay, go ahead.
All right.
Can one of your neighbor? Can one of your neighbor or your friends share with us what you learned about someone's name? Yes, Ryan.
Peter's a rock.
Okay. What kind of rock? It just means rock, okay. Is that your dad's name too?
Yeah,
okay, now you know, huh? The rock. Steady rock. Firm foundation. Okay. Anyone else?
Jonathan means God has given, but Yahweh has given.
Yahweh has given. Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the Mabel means lovable.
Mabel means lovable. Okay. Lovable. All right. Auntie.
I really like Cindy's. She shared her Chinese name, which is Chen Yixing. Yixing, right? Uh-huh. And her parents used a play on word that includes her last name, Chen, which means like the old Yi is like an or in addition to new. Qing. So the old and new.
That's really cool. That's ingenuity. Yeah. So it tells us a lot about your mom and dad. And how you are, they want you to be, right?
Yeah. Well, I think they were saying, like, you know, because they were believers at that time.
Yeah.
I don't know if they were even believers, but they wanted, like, the Lord's presence or the Lord's love to be both, like, old and then also new.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Okay. Anyone else? Janine wrote it down. Her name is Elegance. I can't bring it back up. Elegance and lovely, right, Janine?
Wow.
Elegant and lovely. Yes. Anyone online? I know you guys didn't get in a group, but if you can share with us the meaning of your name. Okay, there it is. Thank you. Oh, yes.
Love and graceful elegance.
Aya. That's her name.
Aya.
Aya.
I have a different meaning of that one.
Aya.
That's when I stub my toe.
Hey, no. Okay. Anyone else?
Frank. Frank.
Yes.
My late mother-in-law gave me a Chinese name. I don't know if it was just kind of something she thought of or what, but
okay.
I'm sorry, I'll pronounce it well. Xun, Xun, Xigao. Xun, Xigao.
Xigao.
Yeah, well, yeah.
How do you?
Something that my wife is saying, I mean, something that would be like tall person.
Tall person. Xigao. Scott, hey, you just defined who you are, yes.
Yeah.
That's awesome. See, the name is so embedded. That's a perfect example, Scott. Thank you for sharing with us.
People's names should be
Scott. Anyone else? Anyone else? Want to share with us? Yes.
Is that what you mean?
No,
just
sit.
It is tall.
Anyone else?
Well, I'll tell you my Chinese name.
Okay.
Originally, my father called, in Chinese, called Heavenly Perfume.
Heavenly Perfume?
Qin Xiang, because I was I have five older brother and sister, one older sister, four older brother. I was the number six when I was born. My father was so happy to call me Heavenly Perfume. Well, too many Heavenly Perfume in Taiwan.
Yeah, I see.
So I was named to Kai, means healthy.
Healthy.
And then ended up a nurse.
Oh, okay. Whoa. Okay.
So
yeah.
Heavenly
so
yeah. So names tell us who we are and what we do. If all of us look further deep in and we can ask God to kind of expound on that for us, these names are not by coincidence. I believe that there is a destiny and a calling embedded in your names, right? Tells us who we are, and especially if we're believers, God will use that name and tell us what we need to do, what is our destiny. So, cool. Names are very important. Let's look at God's name, right? That's what we're studying, right? If our names have so much richness in it, imagine God's name. Now, this is something I learned a while back, but it was also always interesting. I just never had a chance to share it, but in ancient cultures, do you know that to know someone's name gives power over that person? Now, that doesn't mean that's the case today, right? But in ancient cultures, that's what they believe, because to know someone's name, you have some measure of control. You have some measure of control. To know Jackson's name. Jackson! He stops. I'm in trouble. I have control. I call his name out. He responds. Bring that cup. Why does he have to bring that cup to me? He doesn't. But I said, Jackson, bring me that cup. Right? I just speak it. Because I called his name. But if I call someone else's name, he's not going to do it.
That doesn't work for me, right?
It doesn't always work, right? But it gets your attention. It gets his attention.
He doesn't
know his
name.
He's like, who am I? Yeah.
Who am I?
So, you know, in the Bible, many verses, here's just some. Genesis 32:29, Jacob says, please tell me your name. This is when Jacob is wrestling with God, right? Please tell me your name. He replied, why do you ask my name? Then he blessed him there. God blessed Jacob there. Exodus 3:13, then Moses said to God, if I come to the people of Israel and say to them, the God of your father has sent me to you, and they ask me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? It's important to know God's name. In Mark 5:9, Jesus asked him, the devil, or a demonic spirit, right? You wonder why, what is your name? He wanted to know, what is your name? He replied, my name is Legion, for we are many. We know that Jesus casted all the demonic spirit out of the person and into pigs. So what is your name? Now, what are the implications when God reveals his name to us? What do you think that is telling us when God says, here's my name? Here's my name. I'm going to tell you my name. Knowing that, hey, okay, now you can just call my name. In fact, some people call God's name in vain, right? He calls God's name in vain. We see it in movies all the time. I was just watching a movie called, on Netflix, it's a basketball movie called Hustler by Adam Sandler. It's really good. And it's really good, but he's the coach. He finds this diamond in the rough for basketball play. But he uses God's name in vain. So God nonetheless reveals his name to us. So what do you think the implications are when God does that?
I think it's personal.
Personal. Okay.
Yeah, like, you know, because he's God, right?
Yeah.
And he's like the supreme, all powerful being.
Yeah.
But he chooses to, you know, reveal himself and his name to us. So I feel it's like it's a very personable connection.
Yes, yes, yeah.
Means he's knowable.
Yeah, he's knowable, yes. Yes.
I think even in your question, it shows that God desires to reveal himself.
Yes.
So there's the implication is that he doesn't want to remain hidden.
Yeah.
He wants to be revealed.
Yeah.
To people.
Yeah. Even though he could be hidden. Of all the creatures, of all the things in the world, he is the one that actually can be hidden. Even if you wanted to know him, if he does not want you to know him, you will never see him, you will never hear him, you will never know him. Because he's so far above us. Yes, yeah, he desires.
There's another thought that I have too, because as we study the names, and there are so many different names, we won't even go through all the names in this class. But in every single name that he revealed his name when there was a particular need. And he revealed himself in a way that met people's needs. Every time we see him reveal a name, it was in a circumstance where it needed his name and a description of himself,
right,
to provide or to bring peace or to give healing or to be the banner. Each one of those circumstances, he gave a revelation of himself.
Yeah.
And I think it implies to us that God wants us to not just know his name, but he wants to know that he meets our need. He meets the needs of our circumstances.
Exactly. And when Moses asked, what is his name? God did not give him a list of here's all my names. He gave him one name. And that is the name that was required at that time so that he can go to Egypt and he can say, I am sent me, right? Only one name. So yes, it's very specific when God reveals his name under a very specific circumstance in need or a situation. And he says, I'm going to show you who I am in this situation. So God willingly, right? It's back to the personable word that Peter was using. He enters into a covenant with man. He almost binds himself to us through his covenant. He willingly gives us access to himself. He doesn't have to. But by divulging his name, right, divulging, he knows that we can use his name, call upon his name. He willingly does that. He doesn't have to bind himself to us because he knows we mess things up, right? But he says, I'm going to bind myself to you because I desire for you to know me, even if you use my name in vain. Even if you do not cherish my name, you could care less. You trample it on the floor. I willingly reveal my name to you, even if you don't care. Right? I'm going to give you access to me. Because when you know someone's name, you have access, you have control over that name. I thought. So these are kind of the verses where God establishes a covenant with his people. When we're going to have communion today, and that's the new covenant. That's the climax of God's covenant, is that Jesus says, this is my new covenant with you, through my blood and through my body. In John 14, truly, truly, this is Jesus talking. I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do. Because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do. He's giving you access to kingdom authority and power by knowing his name. So there's a lot in a name. The name of God carries authority when declared by those in covenant with him. So what's in a name? There's a lot in God's name. There's authority and there's power in his name. And that's why we sing about his name. So it's a good reminder as we're studying God's name that these are actually revelations from God, that we do not take God's name for granted because he didn't have to show us his name. He didn't have to reveal this. Reveal to us his name. Okay, let's look at God, the revelation of his name. Have you guys tried worshiping God without saying his name? I don't know why I've never even asked myself this question, but have you tried worshiping God without saying his name? If you have, that's okay too. It's not a right, but the point is, just think about it. Have you tried worshiping God without saying his name? Tell me what's going through your mind. No.
I mean, so the first thing in my mind was, if I think about trying to do that, it sounds like the God is my girlfriend songs that Alex talks about sometimes. But you know,
God is what?
God is my girlfriend songs, like the you are so good, you are so lovely, like all these songs that are non, like you don't define like God either, you just say you, and it's like, well, I can point this at anyone. It's just, you know. So that's kind of what I think about when I try to think about doing this without housing.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay. It becomes so general when you don't, it could be anyone.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
For me, I mean, not worship, but I feel kind of odd when, when I pray.
Okay.
Like, I have to end with, in Jesus' name. There's something about that. Like, I never say in his name. I have to.
You have
I
to
feel
say
weird.
Jesus.
And even when I hear someone else pray.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just me, though. It's just me.
God forgive him.
Yeah. 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 I just, you know. For me personally, I just think that there's power in that name.
There's power.
Declare it.
Okay.
And when, yeah, personally, I just think it's kind of something's missing. I don't hear it.
Yeah. Yeah. Something's missing when you don't declare it in the name of Jesus.
Yeah. Well, actually, there are two kinds of prayer I found out. You know, sometimes I pray, I do say in the name or Lord. So it's but sometimes, like when I walk and when I during the friend zone, I don't use it. Just kind of reading, talking,
yeah.
And they're already connected. You know, I know I'm talking to God, so
yes.
I don't use it in the name.
Yeah.
There's no other audience.
Yes, yes, and that is perfect. That's good because there's an intimacy there already. You're not just reading off it's not a routine type of a prayer, right? You're actually having a very intimate conversation, and your spirit knows that you're talking to Jesus. Right? Okay, nice. Anyone else?
I think in that instance, what you're describing is that you're already familiar with his name, who he is. So
good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah. So, good morning, Janine.
Identify yourself. What is your name?
Yeah, that was Janine. So I think like when we pray or when we worship, like what you said, it's because you're already drawing from things that you know of who he is, you know? I think in answer to your question here, I noticed this like years ago, that sometimes when we're worshiping in prayer, people will say, or myself has said, God, I just praise you for who you are. I just praise you for who you are. That's not specific enough. That's very general. That is not helping our worship because we're just saying, you're just God, so we just thank you for who you are. That's too, to me, that's too limited. But when we worship by identifying his name and the attributes associated with that name, when we worship him and call that name and we say, thank you because you are Jehovah Jireh, the God who's provided for our needs, that brings a whole nother level of like worship.
Yeah.
Where you can camp on a name of God, or you can call on multiple names of God, and it paints the picture. It helps us to worship when we know his name.
And you're declaring how you're meeting God at that time too, right? Because back to what Daniel was saying, he's saying, you know, many times, oh, you are good. It could be anybody, right? It's very general. It's like, oh, yeah, there were people in class today.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, Ethan was in class today with this awesome yellow hoodie, right?
Whose name means strong.
Strong, right.
Solid.
That's, it puts, all of a sudden you're putting, there's something a lot more tangible and substantial, right? And, oh, someone's attending a class today. No, it's not just someone, it's the strong God.
Right? So it's like saying, oh, thank you, God, for who you are.
Right.
Well, that's a little generic. Like, who am I thanking?
Right.
Why am I thanking?
Yeah, and but culturally, like, Chinese doesn't address the person of name.
No.
Right. Really? Like, I cannot call my mom's name. That's
that's
disrespect.
I see.
From my family. That's a disrespect. So, like we call God as a respect. And then rather than like when you call, especially back in the day, you can't even like when there's an emperor, right? If you are emperor's like a
servant,
one of the
servant
or he's one of his officials.
Oh.
If your name has the same word as the emperor's name, you need to change your name.
Oh. Yeah,
that's culturally, you know,
fascinating.
Sometimes we don't address
that is fascinating, but I want to point out that's because that's a Chinese culture,
yeah,
which is great, but that's why it's so fascinating that God's culture, Jesus' culture, God's culture, he's saying, I am the emperor,
yeah,
above all emperors, but call my name.
Yeah.
Right? The human emperor, hey, don't you call my name,
right,
because I am someone on the throne.
Yeah. Right.
Of dragon, gold dragon. Right, one dragon, one lion. You know how they, right? Yeah. This is, and then my foot's on like, you know, yeah. But God, but God's culture, he's saying, no. I want you to come to the throne.
Yes.
He actually said,
yes,
approach the throne boldly.
Right.
Through my son, Jesus. Right. That's,
and know my name.
And know my name. Call my name. Say it. Right? Say it. Declare it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's fascinating.
Another one, actually, not only from the past perspective, I think from our perspective, when I call, like, the Sunday, the end of Pastor Alex's prayer, brings in God, know our King, love our King. I said, that is. When I call, remember, I'm praying to a King.
A King.
It's a little different feeling of Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it's good to pray when you recognize who I'm praying to.
Yeah.
Very helpful to us.
Right. And hopefully after this class, you'll have so many facets of God's name that you can have on your prayer tool belt.
Mm-hmm.
You can call out his name, depending on the situation,
yes,
right? And not just God. Nothing wrong with God. Nothing wrong with the Lord. But there's so much more, right? So God's name equates to God himself. That's important to know. That's why we can't worship him without calling his name. Because his name is who he is, right? I will give to the Lord the thanks due to his righteousness. I will sing praise to the name of the Lord, the Most High. Name is always there. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. For I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations. Sing to your name. There's so many verses in the Bible that's actually calling us to praise his name. His name. And that's why he reveals his name sprinkled throughout the Bible. What does God's name do? His name defends us. He has a name for it. Don't know what it is? We'll attend the class. And, you know, we'll find out. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. Right? the name of God protect you. God's name saves us. Save me by your name. What's that name? What will you need? Save me, O Lord. I need help. Save me by your name. What's that name? Just God? But it says right here, save me by your name. He said God already, right?
And he could have said many other things. Imagine that. The writers, he could have said, oh God, save me by your strong arm.
Yes, and he could, and God could save him.
So there's a concept that he's saying, I know your name saved me.
Your name saves me. Call his name. Yeah. God's name dwells in the place. But you shall seek the place that the Lord your God will choose out of all your tribes to put his name and make his habitation there. So God's name lives at a place. What's the name of God that you've invited into your homes? He lives, his name, that name can live there. Or is it just God? First Kings 8:29, may your eyes be open toward this temple night and day, this place of which you said, my name shall be there. Right? It's so strange, it doesn't say God will be there. It's equating name and God himself. My name shall be there. Why is my name there? Because you shall be declaring my name. And when you declare my name, when you say my name to the nations, I'm there. I'm there. Yeah, my name. Of course, the name above all names, right? God's name equates to Jesus, to salvation. All the names, I think it's in my opinion, from the beginning to now, is to finally point the name to Jesus, and that's who we call. Can someone just read this? Please move it on.
There's an album, we need an album. Album Jones had it.
Elise, can you read this for us?
When they had set them in the midst, they inquired, by what power or by what name did you do this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers of the people and elders, if we are being examined today concerning a good deed done to a crippled man, by what means this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man is standing before you well. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved.
Amen. Thank you. Yeah, there's no other name. It is by the name of Jesus, right? And this is as clear as day. There's nothing under the sun by which we can be saved, but the name of Jesus Christ. I skip this all the time. You just don't even think about the name. Joel 2:32, and it shall come to pass that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is an Old Testament. What's that name? In Joel, they didn't know what that name was, right? And in Romans, Paul says, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. The same thing. Upon you in the New Testament. He was referring to Jesus, right? Joel was referring to Yahweh, but he didn't know what's that name going to be specifically, right? But Paul knew. Paul is referring to Jesus. But at the, you know, for us, with 2020 hindsight, we know that is the name of Jesus, by which everyone will call on the name of the Lord, the name of the Lord. So it's very specific. The names are so important. You have to call on Jesus to be saved, not just God. You have to call on Jesus Christ. That's a huge difference, right? Because when we're out in the world, at school, at our families, and our work, when we say, oh, God's good. Oh, I believe in God. I think that's okay. That's good. But most people will say, yeah, he is. But that person is referring to another name, not Jesus. But when you mention Jesus, that's where the contention comes. Why is that? Why is it when you say Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, there lies the contention? Because in that name creates friction, there's power, there's authority, there's it. That name means something.
Stumbling block.
It could be a stumbling block, or it could be the very staircase to heaven, right? So the name is super important. A woman here, the name of God is virtually everything about God. Therefore, engaging in the name of God is engaging God himself. So if you want to engage God, want to get closer to God, I would say one of the ways is to get to know his name. You know more of his name, you will know more of him, because God's name is himself. Amen?
Amen. Yeah.
How you guys feeling this morning?
Yeah. I think Bob had to be in the chat.
Huh? Oh yeah, can someone do the chat for me? It's not on my computer. I can't imagine that. Yeah. Thank you, Bob. All right, so that's the introduction to God's name. I hope this kind of is creating the appetite for you to want to know more of God's name. Pastor Alex, I'm wondering if you can give a little description of how we're going to do the formatting this time.
Think we're really excited. One of the feedbacks that we got last time was that even as Frank was going through the Miracles of God series, one of the feedback was that every week we would really get deep into a text. We're making observations, the class is beginning to process, and then we wrap up, and then by the next week, you know, we're starting another miracle. One of the feedback that was given to us was that, can we spend more time to actually meditate on that? Can we actually spend more personal time to do some homework on that? Not literal homework, but like spend more time doing our own reflection on that more, and have a class where we can kind of extend these concepts. So that's what we're doing this time with the names of God. About every 2 weeks, we'll be covering a name of God. You could visit it on our website. I don't know if you have the QR code for this one. You could just check out this name of God. Like, Frank likes to build a website behind it, so you can take it home, review all the verses that we went through. You don't have to take copious notes. It lets you just be a participant in the class. But what we're hoping to do is, for instance, our next week, I'll be teaching on Elohim. And then as we process that together and we look at the text where God is introduced as Elohim, which is in Genesis chapter 1, we'll teach through that. But all the things that we cover in that lesson, that week, Monday through Saturday, what we hope is that you'll take the time to incorporate that name of God into your life, right? I'll share with you that there's been times when I've had one name of God, and all I've called is that name of God. I wouldn't call God by any other name in an entire time of prayer, because I just want to let that name meet me where I need to be met, right? And so practice that. We're going to give you a chance to practice letting one name of God just percolate like a nice dark roast coffee in your brain, and let all those drippings come out into a cup. And then the following week, what we'll be doing is, when we gather together, one of the first things that we'll be doing is we'll share what's been percolating on that name with one another, right? So as you come, we pray, you know, we hope for a prayer life of incorporating God's name, soaking in God's name, letting God's name like really permeate through you, and then all those drippings that come out into a nice mug of coffee, you'll share with people, right? In your, in like a little gathering around you. So the first, you know, at least 10, 15 minutes even, just to share on that. Or we can take these things that each of you have been experiencing and we talk about them together, right? So I think that'd be really fascinating. So what we hope to accomplish is that through the names of God, we not only teach it intellectually, but you guys get to walk with God in that devotionally, right? We I don't think we have the bandwidth to write out devotionals for you guys, but even taking that text of scripture that we taught from and to be able to rethink about that and process it and let that percolate, hopefully that'll help you. Okay, so that's kind of like where we're going with the class. And,
yeah.
And hope that helps.
Yeah. So, yes, I will publish this.
Mimi can maybe send out for us. Mimi helps me with a lot of stuff.
I'll give Mimi the link, and then she'll send it out to everyone.
Is that good, Mimi?
Is it link available on the church website, or how is that?
Oh, on the church website, it'd be good.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, Dan, put it up on the church website for us.
Yeah. So even you can even if you know you're AP student, you can go ahead of time and even see, because this is already, once we publish it, it's already there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's a little
sneak.
No. That's next week, okay? So,
okay.
All right. Let's end with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you because you love us so much and desire for us to know you. Thank you for revealing your wonderful name. The name above all names.
Yes.
Thank you because your name changes us. It brings us into your family. Because we know your name, we can call you my Abba Father. We can call you Elohim. We can call you Jehovah Adonai. There's so many names that speaks to us. There's so many names that you have revealed to us along the way of our journey of life. May you use this coming weeks and months to speak to us even more, to solidify those names, to ingrain those names in our hearts even more, so that we can call upon you when we need you. We thank you for this time. We give the rest of the time into your hands, in our worship, in our singing, and we call on your name in our hearts, out loud, however way we worship you, Lord. May we call on your name. In your name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.